Youth from different alliances have come together to share their expectations on these rounds of talks, and we are joined in with...
Yes, we're glad to be joined here in the studio this morning. Wani Michael from the OK African Foundation, and we have Malisa John Peter, who is from the Institute of Social Policy and Research for Development. They're here with us so we can discuss and look at the youth expectations in the second round or the upcoming high-level revitalization forum that's beginning next week. Gentlemen, you're most welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show, Wani and Malis. Yes. Now let's go right away to the next round, or the next phase of the High Level Revitalization Forum begins next week in Addis Ababa. Now, a youth group and people, of course, who are concerned and been following this for a while, what do you think should be done differently? Or first, what are your expectations for this forum?
Thank you. First of all, as a youth leader and as a youth, and I think as the people of South Sudan, we expect a genuine peace that hopefully as the talks come to an end, possibly on the 17th of January, no, of February, we expect that we have a genuine peace, which is unconditional peace that returns back to our country. We expect that the parties go and discuss these issues in a very honest manner. And we also expect them to compromise, because the incident whereby they have to really compromise. Mm-hmm. So we expect them to live up to that. And very fundamental also, we expect them to discuss the youth issues, because we have a lot of youth issues. So we want them to move out from the governance issues of who is taking what. Let's mm-hmm. discuss the root cause of the conflict. And most importantly, somebody may recall that the parties signed the cessation of hostilities, mm-hmm. and there had been a lot of report by citizens that this agreement has been violated. So yes. We expect that the mediators, we expect that the grantors have to make these parties explain why do you violate this agreement, because you cannot go and discuss again another agreement when the previous one has been violated, so that the spoilers of the agreement are punished, because it is time for action. It's not time to talk. So that is what we expect from the next round of talks.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Malish, what should be done differently from the previous that has been going on?
Yeah, thank you, Sebit and Irene. I'm pleased to be here this morning. This my probably maiden appearance on FM.
You're welcome.
First, I would like to appreciate and recognize the fact that there's been a massive shift within the international community, especially IGAD and the Africa countries, Union. African mm-hmm. Union, the UN, accepting the fact that the conflict will not have an end without coherent position of the international community. That to me speaks a lot, and I've seen quite interesting move in terms of focusing more on the conflict. What do we want as youth? I think my colleague has really mentioned some of the fundamental issues that have prolonged this conflict. But again, I really request the leaders to look back in their homes. Mm-hmm. Let them look into their families. What kind of future do they want their grandchildren to live in? Mm-hmm. That is the question all of them should answer when they move to Addis Ababa next week. If they really truly feel that they need to leave a country for their grandchildren, then there's no time to waste and speak politics, mm-hmm. but rather end the conflict and let the guns all go silent. We have nothing more really to request. All our cries, the people, the citizens are really going through hard life. And mm-hmm. it's only when we put an end in this conflict that everyone can start to revitalize even their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if we move around the streets of Juba, you go to the villages, to the counties, you read the people's mood is of misery, despair, and hopelessness. And what has this been the case? Why is it happening? It's mm-hmm. because this civil war has pushed everyone beyond the imaginable lifestyle that everyone expects after independence. Mm-hmm. And we expect from IGAD that they must continue with the spirit they have shown so far after the AU summit. And we expect the international community to continue to stand firm and really make sure that the leaders reach that compromise. I would not want to see a forced peace agreement or a forced process, but let there be spirit from the leaders, from the parties, and everyone who has a hand in this violence, that they should accept the fact that there's no solution militarily, and rather we should reunite ourselves and accept our mistakes and move forward. So as a leader or as a youth representative, as someone who is really passionate about the future of this country, I really hope the leaders can go back to the drawing board and see what's good for this country.
Great. Now, Wani, you did mention something earlier about, you know, the leaders should also think about the youth and, you know, the country basically, and not about who is going to get what. Now, we've seen already on, you know, position papers of some of the parties to this conflict here. Now, at the end of it all, sometimes it comes to like power sharing, you know, like what am I going to get? Where should the leaders really focus when it comes to, you know, the next round of talks? Where should they focus instead of the power sharing? Because at the end of the day, that's what will be, a lot of rope pulling will be coming out there, you know, and that's where sometimes things really get tough.
Yes, I think that has been the disappointment that we have as youth, is that the discussion seems to be centered toward power-sharing deal, and this is like rewarding the people who have instigated the conflict with positions. So I think we need to interrogate what are the causes of the conflict, that's the root cause of the conflict. When you're talking about governance, you're not talking about power-sharing, you're talking about the people itself. How do people govern themselves? Because as we look in South Sudan, people say we represent the people, and who are the people that they represent? You got the point. They don't get the mandate from the people. So we are saying, let's move away from the power sharing deal. Let us interrogate our governance issues. What are the governance issues that led to the conflict? For example, the youth have not been in the center of any governance issues. We have been left out. For example, if it comes to the power sharing deal, you will never see a youth who is neither a minister or even in the higher office. You will never see a youth. So what we are saying is, let us have a platform where we discuss very fundamental issues of governance, and let us move away from power sharing, because power sharing for us youth, we feel that they are rewarding themselves, like we are appreciating them for what they have done, and we are not appreciating them. So let us interrogate the governance issues that we have in this country. And very important is that framework will lead us to have a permanent constitution to resolve the issues of governance, and that will allow us to move away from the power sharing deal.
All right, yeah. Malice, what do you think can be the role of the youth in the coming high level revitalization forum, or in trying to bring peace to the country? What role should the youth play, every youth in South Sudan?
Sebit, we are already playing the role, unfortunately, on the wrong side. Because if you look at this violence, actually the youth are the one fighting, mm-hmm. not these leaders. These leaders are in Addis Ababa, they're all over the world. But the youth are out there in Ye, in Bentiu, in UI, in Awil. Mm-hmm. They're the one fighting. Say that. So for me, we are playing a role, but on the wrong side. Now, what do we need to do as youth? Let's abandon violence. Let's move away from following politicians and armed commanders who do not have any ideology for this country. And let's try to reestablish our lives. Mm-hmm. I know that we have gone through traumatic history as youth. Some of us were born in war, grew in war, and still continue to remain in war. That's very unfortunate. It's up to us to see which kind of life we want to live after this conflict. Mm-hmm. So the first call I'll ask all our youth is to abandon any violence and move to positive living. Secondly, what can we do as youth on the right side? Mm-hmm. I will say that the first thing is probably we need to break the silence. Let's break that culture of fear and start speaking out. I always challenge my fellow youth, if your father, your mother, your aunt, uncle, it's a key player to this conflict, what do you discuss in the dining table? Mm-hmm. Have you ever asked your dad, your uncle, that why is this country moving this direction? Mm-hmm. These are the questions youth should start asking their parents, their guardians, so that they should get to know that, look, it's not all about the neighborhood who are actually suffering, but it's also us. We are suffering from the same violence. So that's one thing that the youth should do, breaking the silence and start speaking up for the good of this country.
Right.
And then another thing is that as youth, we need to start coming together and think about what really can we offer this country. We should forget this ideology that leaders are for tomorrow and all this. It's time for us to start coming together and also show some leadership skills to our lead, to our elders, so that they recognize us and also start putting us into some key roles that we can play. Mm-hmm. So as such, I feel the youth really have quite big roles to play, mm-hmm. but only that we still have a lot of challenges. I accept that, I acknowledge that, but still we have some fundamental roles to play, and we need to come up and do
right.
that.
And we're also running out of time. In just 10 seconds, what are your final remarks?
I just want to urge the youth out there that there's a wide rate campaign going on that South Sudan is watching. We, as youth, we are watching this process very closely. This time we are saying we must participate, and we have some of us will be going to Addis to participate in this process. So we are urging all of us, wherever you are, you need to watch this process. This is our process. It's not process for the political leaders. This is our process. So let's say South Sudan is watching and the youth are watching.
Right. And Malesh?
Thank you, Irene. I've put a paper, maybe sometime, if I get chance, I will come and discuss
this.
For me, it's simple. People should go there, and we are waiting to hear the good news, just like what happened in 2004, 31st of January, I mean December. So all our people, the youth, the elders, the suffering, all ears on Miraya, on iRadio, and all other media stations, expecting the good news from Addis Ababa. And let the leaders not let us down.
Thank